You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Corey Tutt, the 2020 New South Wales Young Australian of the Year, is a university research assistant and a founder of Deadly Science. Corey is a proud Kamilaroi man.
I'm an Indigenous man. My grandfather's from Kamilaroi country up in Armidale and Moree. I grew up on the south coast of New South Wales. I moved around up quite a bit as a kid, but I did most of my schooling in Dapto, which is in the Illawarra region.
When he was growing up, Corey was dreaming of being a zookeeper. So just before he turned 17, he actually followed that dream and went on a trip in Western Australia, where he ended up working in a wildlife sanctuary. He then worked at several different positions, mainly around animals. However, he was always also interested in science, and his dream became true. He now works as a university research assistant at the University of Sydney. Corey has started the Deadly Silence Initiative in 2018. He was inspired mainly by his childhood.
Deadly Science came from my own childhood. My mum was pretty much a single mum with my sister and I until my stepdad came along, but we didn't have a lot, so my sister and I pretty much found enjoyment out of finding animals and lizards in the backyard and sort of asking the questions like, why does a blue-tongued lizard have a blue tongue? And blue means venomous in the animal kingdom, and that's a science question. So Deadly Science came from some of the experiences I had as a kid, but also being told that I should stick to a trade and science wouldn't be a career for me as a kid in high school, and that something similar happened with my sister, is that she wanted to be a teacher. The principals would always tell her and teachers would always tell her to be a hairdresser.
The aim of Deadly Science is to provide books and other resources to remote schools. Corey wants to inspire young Indigenous children to become scientists.
We often want to grow up and be firefighters or, you know, police officers or, you know, whoever that we look up to and we believe we can. Kids in remote areas don't really get that opportunity because they're not around these people, but they love rangers. And who says they can't be a ranger or a coding expert? And, I talk to a lot of kids that want to play AFL and NRL, and, you know, but if you're not good enough to play in those things, because, you know, it's very selective, well, why not become a scientist and work for the AFL clubs or the NRL clubs? You can still work in that field. So it's really important that we share that message of belief, because it's important to empower a mob out there to believe in themselves.
Corey is in contact with the schools via Skype and in some cases even in person.
About 3.5 years ago, I was talking to some kids at Redfern, and we were talking about space stations and would say, you know, there's a space station up in the sky and there's astronauts there, and they just wouldn't believe me. And then you'd show them and then it would just spiral out there. And we used to do these talks with 20 or 30 kids, and there'll be, you know, medical questions, there'll be science questions, there'll be all these different questions. And, you know, I quickly found out that kids are the best scientists.
As well as receiving book donations from high-profile scientists, Corey has raised more than $33,000 to purchase books and equipment and distributed more than 4,300 books and 70 telescopes. He is engaged with over 90 schools around Australia. In a recent survey, these schools showed a 25% increase in engagement in STEM-related subjects. Deadly Science has given 28 Deadly Junior Scientists awards, encouraging young Indigenous kids to follow their dreams. Šárka Pichová for NITV Radio.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.